One is a two-time Pro Bowler, the other a top three overall pick, but not until this season as the combination of Kyle Williams and Marcell Dareus on Buffalo's defensive interior reached critical mass. Ranking first and third in individual stops in the NFL for defensive tackles, Williams and Dareus have been a very disruptive pairing for Buffalo's defense in 2013. They attribute part of their success to the attacking style of Mike Pettine's scheme.
I think what we're afforded in this defense is to be aggressive. You know, and I'm an aggressive player, you know, by nature. You know, I like to press the issue.
I know Kyle, and we've been playing with each other for a couple of years now. Roles haven't really changed as much, but we just got more freedom to kind of just play ball. Like we said, just kind of get the players to go have fun.
From the day Dareus arrived as the team's top draft pick in 2011, he's had big goals, knowing he'd be teaming with Williams on the inside. But only now, in his third NFL season, has he come around to developing consistency in his game, and he credits Williams for showing him the way.
Kyle, he's the coach on the field. From day one when I walked in, he's making sure I'm in the right spots, making sure I don't get left behind, just making sure I'm just where I need to be, and just let me play football. He don't bother me out there. He just kind of do you, and we just fade off each other. And it's been going like that. He's been helping me graduate my game to where I can just watch film and know what I need to do. And it's just been a total NFL football player.
I think he gave me probably a little nicer credit than I probably deserve. You know, I've given him a hard time since he's been here. But when you need to be the leader of the dynamic duo or something like that, like Batman and Robin or something like that, you got to prod those guys to do what you need. But now, you know, it's been good. You know, we have fun, but you know, we take it very, very serious.
That approach has allowed the pair to work effectively off one another and gain advantages within the nuances of the game, like when Williams is getting off the ball faster than anyone else.
I know when Kyle gets that roll going. He gets that roll going. I know that I can just sit on the center and on guard and just play into a double team, or just kind of I can come off a little slower than I would normally would, because it gives him a little leeway. He can make two decisions, because he'll get off on the guy so quick. You can say when he get rolling, he'll pass play, I just know he's going to get off. He kind of just gets it going. And that guy just gets beat so bad, and he's trying to jump and catch him. Sometimes he make an inside move. So I delay the center some so that Kyle can just kind of do his thing.
Knowing how he likes, you know, going to play a certain block, knowing how I'm going to play a certain block, what they like to run, where I may be against a power play or a stretch play, and Marcell knowing that he can play over the top faster because, you know, I've eliminated the cutback, or, you know, he can play flatter because I know he knows that I'm going to make the ball cut back, and vice versa. He does things that I know that, you know, are benefiting me. I think you've seen that, you know, the way that we've been able to play, you know, this year.
Standing second and fourth on the team in sacks, stats aren't the end-all be-all for Dareus or Williams. First and foremost, they want wins, but some personal recognition wouldn't be undeserving.
Since I was younger, I always wanted to make it a Pro Bowl. I mean, Super Bowl is something that you can reach for, something that you have, your whole team got to have a good idea of that. That's what they want to do. We all strive for one goal and just kind of push for it. But a Pro Bowl is more of an individual thing. And even the Pro Bowl, I feel, it became a team effort. I mean, because without my teammates, I don't think that we'll have a chance. I don't think I would have a chance, because that's just how I play the game.
Ultimately, both Williams and Dareus would prefer to be lining up in a playoff game rather than the Pro Bowl. The margin for error on that postseason prospect right now is down to zero. Still, there is room left for this duo to become an elite tandem in this league.
I say sky's the limit, you know. I told him 2 years ago, I said, Cal, we're gonna be the best D-line duo in the league. And, of course, with his little attitude, he looked at me and he said,
attitude? What does that mean?
I'm not going to tell you exactly what he said.
Thank you. My wife might watch this. Thank you.
Well, he looked at me and said, well, we can't do it this year? Well, it's just Cal.
I think that, you know, we've got an opportunity, you know, to be really, really good. I do. And not just us, but, you know, like I've said, you know, I can't talk enough about my teammates. You know, I'm not comfortable talking about what we do as being special, because, you know, we're just a piece of the puzzle here. But, you know, I think that, you know, we can be really, really good, but, you know, we can be special with all of our teammates.
At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Focus.